The Four Insights Radio Show.
Welcome to the September edition of the Fallen Fives radio show. Now, the last time I recorded one of these, I was just about to start 4 weeks of annual leave. That seems to have gone by in the blink of an eye, and I'm recording this show on the very last day of that annual leave. But never mind, there are exciting times ahead. My eldest son gets married this month, and I am due to become the father of twins in a few weeks' time, so it's all go in the Fallen Fives household. Right, let's start off with a live favourite, one of the few Four songs that they played live over 100 times. This is The Joke.
Go back, see your disease, what? Your PC control.
Live recording of The Joke that appeared on the Cheetham Hill compilation. It's not entirely clear exactly when it was recorded, but it was probably in early 1995. In the last show, I played a track by Warm Dusha at the suggestion of Paul Garrett. It got several positive comments, and I've been listening to the band quite a lot recently, so I thought I'd play another one. This is the title track of their 2019 album, Tainted Lunch.
Before 20 years spent working, got the whole board watching my every move. Dark web, cheap chemicals, dirty smiles, but I know I'll take my time. Tilt wrist, colored boy, high heel, prom queen. Never had an urge like it before. 20 years wasted, can't take it no more. Got the whole board watching my every move. 50-hour-long week working just to pay my bills. All alone on the weekend stocking. cheap thrills. Dark web, cheap chemicals. Dirty smiles, cause I know I'll take my time. Chimp wrist, college boy, high heel, prom queen, Mr. I can be anything I fucking want. Shots in the morning coffee, this just start a horrible fucking day. Gonna make them feel it. Gonna make them sweat. Got the whole place spinning. Real deep web.
San Francisco / Iowa band Thinking Fellas Union Local 282 with Gnarless Spectre from their debut album, the wonderfully named Wormed by Leonard, which was originally released on cassette only in 1988. I'd been sadly ignorant of the band until recently, when some folk on the Fall Online forum drew them to my attention. Like Warm Dusche, I think that's how you pronounce it, I'm never entirely sure, I've been listening to them a lot recently, so there'll be another track from both bands later. But for now, let's get back to the fall.
They had a council. Yeah.
Bourgeois Town, and before that Behind the Counter, recorded at Manchester Beer Keller on the 2nd of October 2003. Now for a Beefheart cover.
Thank you. Five.
Crow's Perch, a 2019 single by Black Midi. And before that, you heard garage jazz quartet Lisa Mezzacapa's Bait and Switch with a cover of Captain Beefheart's Lick My Decals Off, Baby. I haven't had a submission for a special fall song for a few shows, but I'm delighted to say that I have a new one for you. Now, normally, these are about 2 to 3 minutes in length, and when I get one that's a bit longer, I do tend to edit them somewhat. However, although this contribution is a bit of a lengthy one, it was definitely worth making room for it all. So here to talk about his special fall song is Brian Scranage.
Hi Steve, I'm Brian and this is my contribution to your Fall in Fives listener slot. Bit of context, I grew up in the small Lancashire village of Edenfield on the border between the wilds of Rossendale, hey there Carl, and the slightly more cosmopolitan delights of Greater Manchester. Like Grant Shorebiz, I came to the fall through the Deeply Veiled People's Free Festival, but I got there via a short bus ride and a long walk. 1978, when I was 14, there was a real kind of hippie vibe about the place. Steve Hillage, Here and Now, Naked Dancers, the Free State of Albion. And that kind of opened my eyes to a wider world beyond that I hadn't really anticipated. 1979 was the kind of punk hippie crossover, and I guess 1980 was Deeply Veiled's kind of Altamont over on Graham Moore. But I do remember very, very clearly sitting in one of those kind of cinema with no films audiences that I first read about the fall in a fanzine. I remember it really clearly. And this should be the bit where I explain how I was inspired by the fall's 1978 set, you know, the Bingo Masters at the Witch Trials 1, or the 79, or even the 81, but truth is, I didn't see any of those gigs. And my only explanation is, we didn't have mobile phones or the internet in those days. Kids, just the enemy gig guide. And that promised bands like Acid on the East Lank, so it couldn't really be relied on. Anyway, as an awkward teenager, I did eventually acquire some fall product. I got Total's Turns and the early years 77-79 compilation. I got them both second hand from Burry's Disc and Tape Exchange, both pretty soon after they'd been released, so I suspect there may have been a disgruntled partner or a drug addict behind those transactions, the reason why they turned up in the shop. Anyway, my chosen song is lifted from one of those two compilations. I was still at school at this point, but I was heading into Manchester on Saturdays in search of cultural enlightenment. It was a time of City Limits and John Cooper Clarke opening the Virgin Megastore, and eventually I got to the Falls 1981 Fagin's gig with the two drummer lineup, and I was kind of hooked from that point onwards. But to get into Manchester, I had to get the bus, and that took me through some kind of almost semi-mythical, to a young village kid, semi-mythical places like Bury with its market and Prestwich, which to me was always synonymous with the mental hospital, the Boddington Brewery, Strange Ways, etc. And I felt quite rooted in the geography of the Fall, really. That comment by MES about, I think it's on the Perverted by Language Biz video, about if you go 5 miles in any direction, you're in a different world. And that rang true to me. So it's almost like I was really kind of, although the Fall became a global phenomenon, to me as a teenager, they had a really kind of local appeal, which is one of the reasons for the track I've chosen. I'm getting there, I promise. Another appeal for me was their kind of dogged persistence. I seriously considered choosing Music Scene for this slot because it awakened in me a love of those kind of no respite for long songs like Blindness and Backdrop and kind of especially And This Day, that kind of stubborn obstinacy when the mixing desk says, OK, studio, that's plenty, and they just keep going and keep going, which I think anticipates something of the perversity in the Fall's DNA, that kind of stubbornness and persistence. Another appeal for me was all the kind of wordplay and the witticisms. I was a student of literature myself. I was starting to find my lesson notes peppered with Fall lyrics, and they're still bouncing about inside my head, as I'm sure they are for many people. And then another quality, I think, for early Fall was that kind of messiah qualities of the lead singer, all that Roman Total rigmarole, which I loved, and it's there in like Session Musician, the bit about, you know, one day I'll be recognised for the great prophet that I am, and I suppose most famously in Hit Priest. It's kind of multiple narrators, slightly tongue-in-cheek, and the track I've chosen could be the earliest example of this genre. So, a track I have chosen, it's got local interest, references Hovis Land, a kind of cartoon northernness. It's got wordplay and witticism, sticky pants are ostracised. It's got singer as messiah, he washed the dirt from my eyes. All that's missing is the length thing, and I've gone on long enough, so that's probably just as well. Fall track of my choice, at least this week, is That Man. Remember, That Man loved you, and we all miss him. Thanks for listening.
He came down from Hovis Land, and that man loves a heathen. That man loves you. That man cares for you. Whoa, whoa. He washed the dirt from my eyes. All devils are exorcised. Sticky pants are ostracized. Summers with trad jazz guys screaming. That man loves you. That man cares for you. That man loves the heathen. Can't be holy. And you see, can't be holy. And you see, can't be holy.
behold me.
Some folks like a water, and some folks like a wire.
Come on, there's no way you fucking caught us. Come on!
I saw folks like a water. I saw folks like a whale. But I ain't like the tears. The sweet, sweet man. Hey, hey, hey! Your main thing is funny. And they don't like that stuff. But once you try to, you can't get enough. Wow!
Strychnine, recorded in Munich in October 1993, featuring MES entertainingly berating the group for sounding like potheads. And before that, That Man, the choice of Brian Scratch, and many thanks to Brian for his excellent contribution. Right, as promised earlier, here's a couple of tracks by Warm Duscher and Thinking Fellows Union Local 282.
Nothing gets moved unless it moves some pretty lily. Oi!
Fellas Union Local 282 with 2x4s, I'm not sure if it's a full reference, which appeared on their 1991 LP Lovelyville. And before that, another title track from Warm Dusha, this time Wales City, released in 2018. Crap Rap, as well as being the intro to Like to Blow on Live at the Witch Trials, cropped up in various guises on stage. This is its last appearance, described by MES, as you'll hear, as number 19, and it was recorded in February 1981. It features a very funky bassline from Steve Hanley, as well as a bit of a dig at music journalist Dave McCulloch.
This is Crap Rap number 19, on the way to the Wakes class, the estate stick up like stacks. The estates stick up like stacks. The residents keep wild thoughts. and on the parents' bedroom closet top. Surplus Johnny's, D-Mob pictures, to the children they sing, Stop My Dream. Hello, this is Dave McCulloch. Dave, hello sounds, this is Dave. Oh, hello, Dave. Well, I got this wee band I want to interview. Yeah? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, if you can screw the band's mothers for some money for the expenses, we can make out what a big deal they are. The Ripper type is here. The Ripper type is here. He wears got some cars. Well, they fuck up. Why the pickup? 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 The scruffs and the ripper hides besides. The ripper hides behind. A dozen cars staking a Muslim. But he was the originator of the CDs, the FJs, the CDs, the FJs, CDs, FJs, FJs, FJs! Oh,
down left-wing traits and the musical. And put down left-wing traits. Cut out your coupons, son. And I'm afraid. I said, eat this grain. I said, eat this grain. I said, eat this grain. I said, sign for sale. I said, eat this grain.
Fiery Jack, recorded at Queen Mary's College, London, on the 5th of February 1981, with Mark Riley really letting loose on the keyboards. A couple of songs from the Nuggets compilations now. First up is the Chocolate Watch Band.
So tough, just one girl for me, and that ain't enough. Ha, I gotta love them all, baby, not just a few. Gotta love them all, girl, that's what I got to do. Oh, yeah. Talk about girls, I need girls. Talk about girls, girls are best for more.
It's a happening. zephyr breeze, a mushroom hangs above the ground.
The Magic Mushrooms with It's Happening, a single from 1966, and before that the Chocolate Watch Band with Let's Talk About Girls. That's about it for this month. A quick reminder that you can buy my book about the Fall, You Must Get Them All, from the Root Publishing website, and you can contact me via thefallinfives@mail.com. We'll finish with a remix of So What About It. Thanks for listening.
Bulletin from Moth City. The insect posse will be crushed by Fall. Advice. By Fall, advice.